Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our meditation this morning is based upon the gospel recently read, Luke chapter 9. We want to answer four questions. This is what we want to look and find in this text today. Number one, why is Jesus going to Jerusalem? Number two, why did people reject him? Number three, what attitude does Jesus expect from his disciples? And finally, number four, how can we journey with Christ today? Why is Jesus going to Jerusalem? The text says, "And it came to pass, as the days of his being taken up were being fulfilled, and he himself set his face in order to journey to Jerusalem." The days of his being taken up were being fulfilled. What is this a reference to? Luke is telling us that Christ, at this point, has turned his face towards Jerusalem, that he's determined now to go to Jerusalem and accomplish that mission for which he came. Our particular text becomes the second portion of Luke's gospel, where from this point forward, he will repeat the theme about Jesus going to Jerusalem to accomplish this heavenly mission, our salvation. So taken up is a reference to his ascension. In the second chapter of Acts, Peter, in his sermon there on Pentecost, gives us certain information about Jesus Christ, and it ends with the ascension, the final destination where our Lord and Savior shall reign at the right hand of God forever and ever. The idea to set his face going towards Jerusalem gives us the indication of the direction in which he will go and his determination to get there. For it is in Jerusalem that the sacrifices are offered. It is in Jerusalem where the prophets are killed and stoned. And so Jesus, traveling to Jerusalem, knows what awaits for him. He's on a mission, and his mission is for our salvation. It is there that he will offer his blood as it will be sprinkled on the mercy seat for us once and for all. It will be his body that will be sacrificed on the altar of the cross. He journeys to Jerusalem with the most sacred of purposes. Why is it that people reject him on this journey? The text tells us Jesus sent messages out before his face, and while they journeyed, they entered into a village of Samaria in order to prepare for him, but they did not receive him because his face was going to Jerusalem. We are born sinners and enemies of God. And so we are against and in opposition of God's mission. We are opposed to his will. So it's really no surprise that when messengers go into town and say, "Meet the Messiah is coming," there will be great opposition, for they are sinners and unrepentant. It is also a fact that the Jews and the Samaritans did not get along very well. You see, they had a difference of opinion about worship. The Jews worshipped in Jerusalem. The Samaritans worshipped in a different place. And so there was this ongoing friction and doctrinal dispute. There was a host of other matters too, which caused division between the Samaritans and the Jews. So they were not really too eager to associate with Jewish people, nor were the Jews too eager to associate with them. The rejection of Christ also comes as part of the fulfillment of prophecy. He was to be forsaken of men, left alone, to stand alone, to die alone. And so we begin to see the fulfillment of scriptures as he sets his face to Jerusalem, and as the drama plays out, he is rejected. This rejection can be found among us as well. Often God's word comes to us as a hard word, and the old man in us wants to resist. But by faith in Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and the regeneration which we received in our baptism, we now, the new man, desires to do God's will. And therefore, as we do this morning, welcome the hearing of his word. What attitude does Jesus expect from his disciples? The disciples were none too happy. The text tells us, and the disciples, James and John, seeing what had happened, how Jesus was rejected, said, "Lord, do you wish that we tell fire to come down from heaven and to destroy these people?" But turning, Jesus rebuked them. Even as faithful, loving disciples, we can be confused about the will of God. Even as faithful Christians, we can take offense for our friends. And as confessional Lutherans, we can take offense for our God, for those who would pervert the truth, those who would stand in the way of our mission and proclamation of the gospel. And we may be tempted to call down fire upon their heads, to judge them and to condemn them. But Jesus rebuked the disciples. He informed them that this is not their task, this is not their job, and this is not the time. Their job is to sow the seed, to proclaim the word, to give testimony about the gospel, to tell people what Christ is doing and what he has accomplished. It is our job to pray for our enemies, to pray that they would repent of their sin and come to the knowledge and the truth of Jesus Christ, believing in him, therefore joining with us in salvation. So an attitude of disciple then is one of patience, one of prayer. Certainly there are times to speak the truth in love, but it is not ours to judge, nor to call down fire, nor to send anyone into the fire. Christ certainly can defend himself, and his word speaks loudly enough. How can we journey with Christ today? The text said that they continued on and journeyed to a different village. They moved on. People there did not want to hear the truth. They moved on to the next. Don't waste our time, because there are many who have not yet heard. And so it behooves us today that we find ourselves on a journey. And it's most appropriate that we stop by this way station to rest, to have conversation with our Lord, to be encouraged by him, and to join him in his journey to Jerusalem. Our journey began long ago when we were baptized into Christ. We started that journey and it began in dying with Christ and rising to a new life. And this journey we remember each day as we remember who we are by virtue of our baptism and where we live in Christ. While we journey with Christ, we listen as his disciples did. Along the way, we listen, we are instructed. Sometimes we are rebuked. Other times we are forgiven, we are encouraged, and we move along on our journey. We go to the divine service, and there, the service itself, the liturgy, is an invitation to start in the fields just outside of Bethlehem, to journey to Jerusalem. And that we do as the liturgy progresses in its course. We gradually are brought into Jerusalem through the Sanctus, where we hear the angels sing. And finally, at the words of institution, we come into the Holy of Holies, and we see the Holy of Holies himself, Christ. We have passed through the torn veil, and we come into the very presence of God himself. Now we are no longer just in earthly Jerusalem, but now we are feasting in that ongoing feast in the heavenly Jerusalem, a foretaste of what will come to us. We continue on our journey in our life, Christ promising to be with us. He speaks to us in his word. He nourishes us with his body and blood and grants to us the forgiveness we so desperately need so that we may come into his presence and so we may walk on the journey with him. Our final destination is the heavenly Jerusalem, the temple made without hands, where God is its light and the Lamb is on the throne, and there we join the heavenly feast. So today, why is Jesus going to Jerusalem? And we should say, why did he go? He went there to fulfill all righteousness on our behalf, to suffer and die, to ascend into heaven and sit at the right hand of God, that we might have forgiveness of our sins. He went and died in our place, so we might have life with him. Why do people reject Jesus? They are presently enemies of God. They need to be called to repentance. They need to hear the gospel. And hence we pray for them. And we go about doing what God has asked us to do, to go before his face and prepare a way for him. What attitude does Jesus expect from his disciples? One of faithfulness. We are called by God in baptism to be gardeners of men, to spread the seed, that it may take root wherever it will. Judgment will come later. That's Christ's job. As it says in the Creed, he will come to judge the living and the dead. Meanwhile, we proclaim Christ, and we are benefactors of his forgiveness and his mercy. How can we journey with Christ today? We began our journey in baptism. Daily we walk with Christ as we attend the daily office, as we attend the liturgy, as we continue in his word, as we attend the feast of the Lord's Supper. There we tarry and receive refreshment and rest and the assurance that God's peace is with us. There we are in the presence of God as we continue on our journey in this life, where we later will end in the temple of heaven, the Holy of Holies. This is God's final destiny for each of us. And we pray it will happen to those who presently reject him. In Jesus' name, amen.